It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland continues her visit to Colorado today with a stop in Grand Junction. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg has more on what she'll do there.
Haaland plans to tour the new Bureau of Land Management headquarters. The Biden administration is still deciding whether to reverse the decision to relocate top staff to Grand Junction. And Colorado's top politicians hope to convince her to keep it here. Many of them will join her in Grand Junction today. Haaland's visit to the state wraps up Saturday in the town of Ridgeway, where she'll focus on outdoor recreation. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Many residents of Colorado City in southwestern Pueblo County are without running water because of a severed power line. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
The outage started earlier this week and has impacted most households to varying degrees, according to the Pueblo Chieftain. The paper says it's only affecting Colorado City Metro water users. Officials are asking people to conserve water and say they're working on the issue. As of Thursday afternoon, there's no estimate as to when it will be resolved. A free mobile shower unit is available at the rec center through Sunday for those affected, though users must bring their own items like towels and shampoo. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
The husband of Denver's district attorney has pleaded guilty to two counts of arson for setting fires on his mountain property last fall during a fire ban. Christopher Linsmeyer faces up to 90 days in the Grand County Jail, plus community service and probation. Linsmeyer was burning slash piles at the same time one of the largest fires in state history, the East Troublesome Fire, was burning not far away. Kim Robart's dance returns to the stage tonight at the Studio Loft at the Denver Center for the Performing Arts. The multi-generational dance troupe specializes in a mix of ballet and modern dance. Tonight's public performance is the company's first since the pandemic began last year. It is hot again today in Denver, 94 this afternoon, dropping into the 80s on Saturday, but heating up again Sunday and next week. There is rain possible this afternoon, tonight, and again tomorrow. In Boulder, 89 today, Grand Junction in the 90s, Montrose in the 80s, with clouds moving in and some rain for western Colorado late today and tonight. Flash floods are possible in parts of the high country this evening. This is CPR News.